From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up, everybody? I'm Gammy.
And I'm her husband, Rodney.
And this is Positively Gam. What's happening today, babe? How are you?
I'm good. I'm better now. Yesterday, I was pretty jet-lagged, and you know, I flew in, we had to do a show, and I was wiped out.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so today I'm feeling a lot better. How about you?
You know what? I'm struggling a little bit because I am on this journey to lose this belly fat that I've gained, and I'm on this diet. It's really just clean eating, but it really involves, like, no added salt, no sugar, all of that. And, you know, I love sweets and I like salt. Like, to me, cooking without salt is like, ew. So the struggle is very real for me in that area. I am struggling.
What's the hardest part? What's the hardest thing finding?
The food doesn't taste like anything without salt to me. You know, I like sweets. I enjoy bread. Like, French fries are my favorite food. And so eating clean is cutting all of that out. Anything that I think is tasty, pizza, pie, ice cream, French fries, some bread, you know, every now and again. I mean, because I typically have a pretty healthy diet.
Right, you
but
do.
To specifically cut these things out to try to lose this belly fat is really, really challenging at my age. At 68, trying to lose belly fat. And at the end of the day, you can't really lose weight like that. You can't lose weight in just one area. So then I'm stuck with the potential of, you know, losing other inches in parts of my body that you kind of enjoy.
Facts. And you're doing it and not even, you know, enjoying it. So, but that's your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I the struggle is real. That's all I'm saying. I know people don't believe it, you know, because they see all these pictures. Those pictures were from 5 years ago.
I think you look great now.
Well,
and I mean,
you
know, people see you on the show and I see you working out all the time and you're posting on Instagram.
Yeah.
You look fantastic.
Thank you. I'm trying.
But yeah. Unlike me, I'm still on that cream of wheat diet.
Yes. Yeah, but you did get the Peloton.
I did.
Which I'm excited about that. I'm excited that you are investing in yourself.
Okay, let's get into the episode. So today we're going to be discussing some relationship headlines in the media currently. Our first news article comes from mindbodygreen.com. The article is titled, "This One Simple and Surprising Habit Can Save a Relationship." In the article, you may be expecting a tip to enhance communication skills or keep the spark alive by adventuring somewhere new. But relationship expert Esther Perel says there's a much quicker and simpler way, and that is dancing. I know that makes you feel good.
Well, it doesn't necessarily make me feel good. It's just that I've been saying that for how long have we been together? Well,
that's why I'm saying I know that makes you feel good, because you're right.
I've been saying this since we first got together.
And
I've
never doubted that, but go ahead.
You never doubted it, but you never really tried to.
That's not true.
Well, yeah, you did try, but you just, it's not something that you kept up. And the thing is that it's the eye connection, the body connection, the motion, dancing to the music. I mean, it is very, dance can be very sensual. And I don't think that a lot of people, men in particular, take advantage of that. Like, that is something that most women really enjoy, particularly if they are dancing with someone they love.
Okay, so do you watch Dancing with the Stars or dance videos?
I watch dance videos all the time, but I usually watch stepping videos.
Right.
So that is the dance that I'm really, really into. And no, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, because
I don't think I've watched that either.
Yeah, that's kind of like performance dancing. And although it's great, that's not the kind of dance that is going to emotionally connect me to anybody. So I don't expect you to do Dancing with the Stars dancing. So how did you feel when you first tried it out? I feel like you gave up on it pretty quickly to me. I've always felt like that.
Well, first of all, I only tried it because you enjoy doing it. And I don't think I ever really did it for myself. I was doing
it
for you.
Yes. And there's nothing wrong with that.
And I didn't fall in love with it the way you and some of your friends did when you first encountered it.
Right.
I didn't have that experience. So it wasn't a lot of motivation to continue. Although I did take quite a few lessons.
You did.
And and therein lies the problem, because, you know, growing up, I was a pretty good dancer. But typically, I go to a party, I see a new dance, you do it, I watch you, then I could do it. I'll do it, you know. But this requires you to take a whole lot of lessons, and you got to, like, follow all of these rules. And it's a very, I mean, you have to take a lot of classes to learn how to do it. Then you got to practice at home. Like, it's a second job almost. And I feel
it's not a second job, but you do.
It's a part-time job, it's a part-time. So to the listeners, if you don't know what we're talking about Chicago stepping.
Okay, so let me just say this. That is correct. You do have to take lessons, and you do have to practice. And I understand that it's not something that you are passionate about like me, because I'm, like, obsessed with it. So, yeah, I get it.
Before we go,
wait a minute.
Is it Chicago stepping, or is it just stepping?
No, it's Chicago stepping.
Okay,
it's Chicago stepping. Because otherwise, people will think we're talking about what they do for the, you know, the drill teams. Like,
okay.
You know, with the AKAs or the, you know, Qs. No, not that. I know the point that I was trying to make. You were saying that you did it for me, right?
Initially.
And I get that, but I do that too. I think I learned about basketball. I learned about football. I learned about all of those things for
Right.
Whatever I thought my partner's interest was so that we could have some commonality. And I think that that's what you do in relationships.
I agree. And I haven't given up on the possibility of doing it. Although I did take quite a long hiatus and now I've agreed to try again because I thought that if I tried and I didn't like it and you saw the effort, you would let it go. But you haven't. Like, you're still harassing me about this. So I got to go back in. I got to take some classes and at least learn the basics so we can. Because you do a lot of traveling with this and it's like a big part of your life. And I don't want that to not be a part of my life as well, because it's so important to you.
Well, you know, I think that we've talked about it before, and I'm actually okay if you decide that you really don't want to do it.
I don't think you are.
I actually am, because the thing that you haven't done is stop me from going. You don't stop me from going and dancing and having and going to my separate sets and having fun with my friends. So as long as it's not a problem for you, then, you know, I don't have a choice but to be cool with it. You know, it is what it is. Okay, so let me just say this, though. Even though you may not be stepping with me, you did do a couple of TikToks with me, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, I did agree to make a fool out of myself and do some TikTok videos.
I have another one coming up, too, just so you know.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to symbiotica.com. That's symbiotica.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Okay, next headline. Men are more heartbroken than women during a breakup, studies say. Now, do you agree with that? I find that kind of hard to believe, but that's what the study says.
Yeah, I kind of find that hard to believe, too. I think that, at least from my experiences, men typically don't process their emotions after a relationship. They kind of just jump right back into something else and
they just go next.
Kind of keep it moving. Where women tend to stop, process what went wrong, or at least get that relationship out of their system before they move on to the next situation.
You know, I'm not so sure that, well, yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I've had some breakups that have taken me years to get over.
Yes.
Yeah, years. And I kind of, and it's not like I'm, I'm wallowing in it. Well, you know, I think I would tend to wallow for a little while, and, you know, I would talk about it and kind of mope about it. And but I think when you are emotionally connected with someone like that and it ends, regardless of whether it ends poorly, if it's not something that you wanted.
Right.
You know, like I would tend to sit in that unhappiness for a little while. And it's not as easy to move on, I don't think.
Well, I'll also add that typically the person who broke up with the other person tends to move on faster.
Well, yeah.
And the person who...
Yeah.
Yeah. Who, you know, was broken up on... if that...
Yeah, who's on the receiving end of the breakup.
The receiving end of the breakup tends to linger in that because, I mean, they might have felt like everything was great and now the relationship is over. And what's wrong with me that this person didn't see my value or whatever in this relationship?
And a lot of times, isn't it that you've already moved on and that's why you're breaking up in the first place? Because you already got your eye on something else, or you've already moved on to somebody else and now you're just making it official. Because when I think about what happened with us early on, for those of in the audience that don't know, Rodney and I have a long history. We've been in each other's lives for many, many years, and we dated years and years ago.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened when we broke up the first time.
Right.
You know, like you already had kind of moved on, and then I found out about it, and that's just how it was. Like, I found out about it, and when I questioned you about it, and you were like, you know what, you're right.
That is what happened the first time, but that's not always always the case. Like, sometimes you just emotionally move on with, and you don't have anybody in mind. You just know that you don't want to be in that anymore.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, you have a need to get out of that relationship and be available for something new.
Yeah. But how many times was that the case for you? And was that always the case for you? Because did you have any breakups in your life that you really didn't want to happen? I would say yes to that.
Yeah, I'd say yes to that. Yeah, well, I wasn't always the breakup-er. I was the breakup-e.
Yeah. And how did you feel about that? How did you deal with that? Because I'm thinking back when you were much younger, this the relationship that comes to my head.
I mean, like anybody, it hurts.
And how did you deal with that though? Because they're saying
that men
to take it harder.
Well, it's tough to quantify that if, you know, you can only speak for yourself. So I don't know how the next guy felt in relation to how I felt, or the woman, whether I took it harder than she did. I can only speak for me. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, when you're hurt, you feel like.
Well, I guess my question is more, how did you respond to it? What did you do? Like, I think women, we, you know, call our girlfriends, or we look to our support systems to help us get through those feelings.
Right.
Right. So there's a support system. We're just not sitting home or by ourselves. Like there's a support system that we typically have. Women will talk to their support system about this kind of stuff. And I'm not sure that happens. Like when you broke up with the person, did you call your buddy and say, man,
yeah, I think guys,
I'm feeling some. I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, definitely. I think guys process like that. I know I did.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I process like that. I'd call one of my friends and we talk about it. And typically be like, you know, well, you know, you're gonna get through it. It's not the end of the world.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you. Got some stuff on the ball, you'll bounce back, you'll find somebody better, whatever the case.
You just say, Okay. Next.
No, I think when I wasn't emotionally moving on in those instances, no, I had to sit and process. But when I was the person that was ending the relationship, like you said, I was already, the ending of the relationship was the last phase of it. I was emotionally
disconnected already
in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
And then the breakup was just the last part of it. But the need to move on was already cemented in my mind.
Yeah. Did you ever feel like you broke up with someone and there was not finality to it? There was,
absolutely.
You broke up with them, but you...
I felt like that with us the first time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's the first time I'm hearing that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I mean, because it ended not on my... I mean, it ended because you found out that I was seeing someone else.
Right.
Truth be told.
Right.
So it wasn't on my terms. It wasn't on my, so I didn't even have an opportunity to process like, okay, this new person is cool, but do I really want to be with her or do I want to, and you know, it was other things going on in our relationship at the time that was.
Right. So just, I mean, people know that I was an addict. And so that was something that you were pretty tired of dealing with. And you did try to help me in that area, but it wasn't working at the time. But it's still interesting because I felt like you had already made that decision. And that's kind of, I mean, because you.
I probably had at that particular time.
Yeah.
But I never got the opportunity to have that conversation or to even have that option.
Hmm. Okay.
Undoneness with that.
Yeah. Because I think when I came to you with it, you know, I was kind of giving you an ultimatum. You know, I had the nerve to be trying to give you an ultimatum about the situation. I mean, I wasn't nasty about it, but I didn't want to share you. You know, and you were like, yeah, okay, well, I'm done. And I had to deal with that. You know, I left and I had to deal with that. And one thing, this is one thing I want to talk about too. Well, I don't really want to talk about it. I don't want to dwell on it, but I never felt any kind of way about the other woman.
Right.
I never felt any kind of way about her because I felt like she didn't have anything to do with it.
Right.
It was a decision. It was between you and I.
Yeah, I'm not sure why people take that.
Me either.
Yeah.
Me
take
either.
That route.
And get mad at the woman or get mad at the other person, the third party that might be involved, because it is the responsibility of the two people in the relationship.
Right.
And 9 times out of the 10, the third party doesn't even know what the fuck is going on. You know.
Well, they don't owe you anything.
Yeah, you they know, don't. They don't. So I had no issue, excuse me, issues with that party.
But in getting back to the topic and off me.
Yeah.
The topic was, do you think it's harder for a man to move on after a relationship?
I don't. That just has not been my experience. I don't see it. I don't see it. I
Why
feel
not?
Like what, I mean, feel like men break up and move on.
And that goes back to my point that typically the person who's
doing the breaking up
has, man or woman, has moved on faster than the person that is. So typically that person tends to stay in it longer just based on.
So then it's not gender based. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because I knew that that relationship was over. I knew that that relationship had gone as far as it could go.
Right.
Basically. Yeah.
And here's the hit. A lot of times the person that is, the other person knows it's over too. But out of some either comfortability or just not wanting to do any new work, they want to stay in it. Even if it's toxic, even if it's not healthy, even if it's not growing. Like, they will want to remain in that type of relationship, and knowing, and them knowing too, that it's probably not.
Or else them not being able to recognize, you know, where the, you know, where the failures are and where the disconnect is. They're just not getting it. Like, you can only go but so far in a relationship with someone who is not willing to do the work necessary to make the relationship successful.
Right.
So we should toss that out to the listeners and,
yeah,
and let the listeners respond to what their thoughts on this. So this is something that I'm thinking about, because I know that this was a big concern for one of our friends that got married around at the same time that we got married, actually. But one of the reasons for them to get married for the husband was that he did not want to grow old by himself. Right. But I think it's also something to think about for people. Maybe people don't want to commit because they don't want to end up being a lifelong caregiver.
Hmm. Interesting.
You know, because, you know, it's marriage is in sickness and in health. And as you get older, things come up, you know, so, that you look one way or... You can turn around. I could turn around and have a heart attack tomorrow. And you're my husband. You would be responsible for me.
Right. And if you're in a relationship, you don't think that people would step up and.
I would hope that people would, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're not obligated to.
Right.
They're not legally obligated to.
That's a good point.
So I don't know that. But I would be like, that's pretty sucky if you just, now that there's sickness involved, you want to cut out. Like, that's not much of a commitment and that's not much of a relationship.
Yeah, so but I get that, though. I mean, you didn't sign on to be a lifelong caregiver. Like, you would help them and support them, but it's not your place to make sure that everything is in place for them. That's not your role.
Yeah.
So yeah. I kind of get that. I mean, if somebody wanted to take that route, I wouldn't be mad at them for that.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great tasting all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to symbiotica.com. That's CYMBIOTIKA.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I'm going to turn the tables a little bit because we've kind of been focusing on our age group. So I'm going to turn it around a little bit and just talk about how, you know, it's actually relationships are actually challenging even for younger people these days, not only because of COVID and the pandemic, but just because I think, you know, times are changing. And I think younger people, and I don't know that it was that much different for us, that younger people want something different, I think. You know, younger people see that the standard or typical or what the norms are for relationship, what societal norms have been for relationships, have not been working all that great. And I think young people want something different. And so trying to figure out what your relationships are and what kind of relationships you want, has been challenging. I mean, I see it with my own grandkids. I think you see it with your kids.
Yeah.
How they're struggling to make their relationships work and find relationships that are meaningful for them.
Is that any different from when we were that age, though?
I don't know. I think we talked about it a little bit in the beginning that I wanted what I saw that my parents had, you know, and that was just commitment. And even though my parents showed love differently, my parents didn't show a lot of physical love. They weren't demonstrative in their love in that way between with each other in front of us.
Right.
And how they showed love to us. But we knew that we were loved and we knew that they loved and were totally committed to each other. It's just how they demonstrated it back in those days was right. Different than, you know, than what we see now. But I think, you know, younger people today are like, they seeing people divorce and fight and fuss and carry on and they don't want it. And they don't believe that monogamy works. I think a lot of people don't.
Like when we grew up, everybody had a mother
married.
And a father.
Yeah.
And a lot of there's a lot of single parent households now, more so than ever before. So I think a lot of people seeing that or growing up in that environment, unlike what we were exposed to. Although I didn't have that same loving. I didn't see my parents like loving on each other. I mean, we knew we were loved. I wasn't sure they loved each other.
Yeah, but they stayed together for over, what, 50 years?
60. But it was a demonstration. They showed their love by their commitment to each other, but it wasn't always expressed. It was a lot of, like you say, fussing and
fighting.
And arguing. Yeah. Shut the door. You left it open. Like over nothing. Who changed the TV? Well, you don't know what you're doing. it was a lot of that. But I think that there's a lot of single family households now, and young people see that, and that kind of is okay. They see that as being okay for them. Like they grew up in that. Like I wanted what my parents had. You wanted what your parents had. But I think a lot of people now they see a single family home and if that's all you know, that's all you know.
Yeah.
So it's okay to be a single parent. And I think a lot of people just kind of either choose that or fall into that. So in my situation, let me talk about me. I have two daughters. One is married, one is not. And one of my married, you know, my daughter that's married seems to want that traditional what we had.
Yeah.
My younger daughter doesn't seem to, you know, really. At least not yet. And according to her, she doesn't find a lot of, she doesn't see a lot of candidates for marriage out, you know, in dating for her. She doesn't,
yeah.
You know, I'm like, you need to have this kind of guy. And she was like, okay, well then where the hell is he?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's that kind of thing. Like I'll take him if he shows up, but these jokers that's out here now,
right.
You know, they don't want that.
Have you ever talked to her about using a dating app? Like, I wonder, like, if you were single now, would you use a dating app?
I would. I did that before I met you. I mean, before really? We got back together. Yeah, I tried the dating app.
Really?
I did.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I did. I was on eHarmony.
Really? Really?
And Match.com.
Get out of here.
Yeah, under an alias with no picture.
What? How can you do that? Did you get any? I'm sure you didn't get any responses.
I did. I had a nice bio. You know, I worked up this nice bio, so it was kind of like, well, let me see what this no picture guy is.
I would never respond to you. Yeah. That's crazy.
And this was before
FaceTime. It got really, really.
Now, this was before FaceTime, so you couldn't even call somebody and be like, let me see what this joker looked like and, you know, FaceTime somebody. So you had to actually go on a date. You had to go on like a coffee date or something to see the person.
Yeah. Did you?
I did.
Really?
Yeah, I went on a couple.
I can't believe we have been together all these years and I never.
I went on a couple. Yeah, I mean, I didn't go beyond that. I went on like two and they were for coffee and it was like, nah, we didn't really make a connection. But yeah, I tried it.
Were the people that responded to you? Well, did you see their pictures before?
I did.
Okay, yeah. So you knew what
I knew what they looked like, yeah.
That's messed up. You knew what they looked like. They didn't know what you
looked like. But
that's interesting. I know we have a couple of friends that we are trying to encourage to use the dating app because it's difficult. It's difficult nowadays to meet someone. And I think the pandemic has a lot to do with it, but I just think I'm wondering, too, is as you get older, if it is just more difficult. I don't know.
And everything is, that culture is kind of like a right now culture. So, you know, you want something, you swipe, you know.
Yeah.
Like in our day, you had to go to a club. You had to meet somebody.
Right, right.
You had to work up enough courage to go over there and say something if that wasn't really your thing. So how often could you meet people that way? And yeah. with an app, you can meet 10 people a day easily just by, and you go through a catalog and you see, you know, you kind of like pick out what you like and like physically. And
yeah. And I would also be interested in hearing what people's perspective was on that. And that's our show for this week of Positively Gam. You can follow me online at Gammy Norris.
And you can follow me at I Am Rodney Norris.
You can submit your questions to Positively Gam at redtabletalk.com for a chance to hear me answer them on a future episode. Also, help us out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and by hitting the follow button on iHeartRadio. Stay grateful, y'all. Positively Gam is produced by Red Table Talk Podcast and iHeartRadio. Executive producers are Adrian Banfield Norris, Fallon Jethro, and Jada Pinkett Smith. Our audio engineer is Calvin Bailiff. And our associate producer is Irene Bischoffberger. Our theme song is produced by D Beats.
From BBC Radio 4,
Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.